The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is with me to talk about this fascinating survey from Airbnb. It says a quarter of the Irish population have explored Asia. Only about 18% have visited Leitrim, which is absolutely amazing. More people, Henry, have been to Asia than have been to Leitrim. I mean, are you one of them?
That is a really good question.
Have you been to Leitrim?
And I will try and unpack what you've just said. Yes, I have been to Leitrim. I was late getting to Leitrim. I only visited Leitrim for the very first time in 2006 when News Talk went nationwide. I hadn't been there before. And since then, I've been there lots. I even had my stag in Carrick-on-Shannon.
So did I, Henry.
Did you?
So did I.
No way.
Yes.
Brilliant stag destination and hen destination. And also quality food. Brilliant food. Yummy. I'm just thinking about the food right now. But this is the most fascinating survey by Airbnb, because so many people in this country stay in their county and then they get to an airport and they leave. They don't really travel that much, which is absolutely fascinating, especially, and I know I'm picking on people who live on the south side of Dublin. They live on the south side of Dublin and then they get a taxi to the airport and then they leave the jurisdiction. And I'm sure many people out there will disagree with
that. A former colleague of ours here, I remember, said to me that it had been 8 years since he had been outside Dublin in Ireland.
Wow.
But he had been like all over the world, you know, but he just never, ever left Dublin. He lived in Dublin. Yep. His family were all in Dublin. He had no pass sign that would bring him
they
out.
He'd only
be going out to Dublin to visit places and he had no interest.
That's so interesting. And I know the whole beyond the pale thing, that goes back to history. But and the pale was quite big. Am I right in saying? I think it was from Drogheda right down to perhaps Wexford, Kilkenny area.
That pale was never that big. Go away to that.
But it's. I just think it's so, so interesting. I did actually get to meet this lady. And also, just before we talk about that lady that we get to meet, you know, Dublin people, still a bit like that. I'm going to go to the country. And the country could be anywhere past Kildare or Wicklow or Meath. You know, it's all one. It's Dublin and the country. And talking of colleagues, there's a colleague in here who has a map and it just says Dublin and the country. That's her map. I'll say it. Will I say it? Will I get in trouble?
No, go on.
Jess Kelly.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
Not surprised. Not surprised. For shame. For shame.
Anyway, I met this woman.
You've been to Asia. Whereabouts?
I've been to Japan.
And you enjoy Japan?
Loves Japan.
So all over Tokyo?
Yes, Tokyo, Kyoto. I was there back in 2019 for the Rugby World Cup.
I was there too.
Yes,
wasn't it great?
Amazing.
The bullet trains.
Love the atmosphere. It was so easy to get around. Really enjoyed it. And the people were lovely.
For you, have you been to Leitrim?
No.
So you've been to Asia, but not Leitrim. Why?
I don't know. There's not much tourism about it or, you know, anything advertised about Leitrim. If there was, I definitely would visit.
There's the Shannon. I mean, Carrick-on-Shannon, for example, had some beautiful restaurants. Great hen nights, great stag nights.
Never been.
Never
heard. Yeah, if it's advertised, you know, more videos.
Only 2 hours from Dublin. Not that far.
Brilliant. Didn't know that either.
And is it the cost or you just have no interest? Is it all about getting to Dublin Airport and getting the hell out?
No, because I've been to Offaly, I've been to Sligo, been to Galway, been around all those areas, but I don't know. It seems more you just pass by.
And where are you from yourself?
I'm from Kerry.
So there you go. I mean, that is still the tourism capital.
It is. Kerry is the crown jewel of Ireland.
All right. Well, listen, Kerry is beautiful. Henry, does the survey get into why Irish people are not holidaying at home? Is it the cost?
Yeah, cost is an interesting one. I know just last week I was in the UK. I stopped off at a service station in Reading. And for the family, we didn't even have that much to eat. We spent €60 on service station food.
Oh.
That's a good 25% more than here. Then saying that hotels in England were very cheap, here they are very, very expensive. Of course, it's money. I got to meet Claire Jenkins, the education manager from the Little Museum of Dublin. They're on 33 Pembroke Street. They're in a pop-up, but they're moving back to St. Stephen's Green, number 15, in the first week of June. And I asked Claire why a quarter of the Irish population have explored Asia. 82% of those have never visited Leitrim, and 76% have never visited West Westmeath. Westmeath is not even far away. You can get to Mullingar in 45 minutes within the speed limit with the foot down.
Depending where you start from, Henry, having given out about people, that's a very Dublin-centric description of the geography of this country.
Yes, yeah. Well, Mullingar.
Oh, for shame. You're no better than Jess Kelly.
You could get from Liffey Valley. Oh, you can get from Liffey Valley, which is in Clondalkin, to Mullingar in roughly half an hour, 40 minutes, if there isn't a car on the road. And also, 81% of Irish people who've been as far away as Africa, they've never set foot in Monaghan. Anyway, here is Claire Jenkins.
I do find that really interesting. I'm kind of wondering, is it because we drive through these places and then don't consider stopping perhaps on the way to somewhere on the coast like Galway or down to Kerry or the more famous tourist spots in Ireland? But maybe it's also a case of the grass is greener. And when you're from a tiny little island, you always think if you're saving up for a big trip,
you just get to the airport.
You want to go to the airport and you want to get out. Yeah. Poor Leitrim. I mean, Leitrim's lovely. Lovely Leitrim. Is it because they're sort of bucket list trips? Is it that we want to see? I think that Irish people in general are quite outward looking. We're a small little island. And so I think we've always kind of looked beyond. And the fact that we have this huge diaspora as well, maybe it is a case that you haven't lived until you've gone to the other side of the world and experienced a different culture and then come back again.
81% of Irish people who have been as far as Africa have never set foot in Monaghan. I mean, Africa, yeah, Africa's a continent.
I don't know if you can do a safari in Monaghan. In the museum here, we get mostly, you know, visitors from abroad who come and they want to hear the story of Dublin, and they get surprised by the story they tell because Dublin's such a sort of complex city in its history. But we don't get as many domestic tourists coming in. But when we do, they're often surprised by what Ireland has to offer. And I think the same would go for people from Dublin going down to Leitrim, going pit stopping around Ireland, doing a road trip and actually exploring some of those lesser known towns. I do think we're kind of missing out on the bigger picture. You can get there in a day as well. You don't have to go to the airport. You don't have to pack a bag. You know, you can easily go on day trips to these places. So I think it's definitely worth exploring.
I have to respectfully disagree with Claire. I mean, there's plenty of wildlife in Monaghan, Henry. Plenty of wild things in Monaghan.
Zebras or natives?
Well, listen, I'll let people draw their own conclusions. What other findings were there in this?
Well, 3 in 4 Irish holidaymakers, they go abroad at least once a year. And over a third, have gone over to the Atlantic and North America, which I understand you're going to next week. And believe it or not, few of us have been to Sligo, just 37% of us. Tipperary, 37%. And Meath is literally just there, 36%. Anyway, I met this man, and I asked him, does he know where Leitrim is on a map?
I've never been to Leitrim, but I know where it is per se. I've never been, but I've never witnessed being there, experienced being in Leitrim. I know it's in Ireland County, County Leitrim.
And can you find it on a map?
I'm sure I could. If I had a map of the world, found Ireland, I could point you out Leitrim very much so.
So I'm just going to open up a map of Ireland here.
Of course.
So whereabouts is Leitrim? There's Ireland.
I think if I'm right, before I look at the map, it's located slightly up north on the long side of Ireland, in the middle, kind of...
Yeah, you're about right.
West north, like a bit up in the Midlands.
I'll take that.
I'll have a look at the map now and I'll point it out to you if you want. This is News Talk Radio. There's Kilkenny, Limerick, Galway, and I think it's just... If I zoom in, there's Mullingar, Athlone, Tuam.
Yeah, keep zooming in.
Longford, Roscommon.
There we go, Carrick-on-Shannon.
Carrick-on-Shannon. I feel like I've zoomed in on that pretty precisely, actually. I didn't move sideways.
Is it the cost of holidaying in Ireland? Is this why we're not visiting?
I would give the reason of why to the question you're asking in response is to the day of my own personal needs, I'm not financially secure in my own personal opinion yet.
All right, not financially secure. Is there any county you haven't been to?
I have been to every county. And now and again, I discover new places in the north. Mm. I've just discovered recently, you have to call it the north, not Northern Ireland.
Well, it's either or, Henry, you know.
But no, I've been everywhere. But I was very slow getting there. I lived here many, many years until I got to every single village and county.
I don't think I've ever been to County Down.
Have you not?
I don't think
so,
no.
Well, there's still time. that you could still get up
I don't
there.
Think I have. I'm looking. Yeah, I think I've been everywhere else.
That's
I don't. I've never been to County Down.
Well, I think an outside broadcast is in order. You need to get up there.
Oh yeah. Okay. Maybe. Maybe. At least for a kind of a plummy dub like yourself, you've been around the country. What is it about though, your fellow Dubliners who don't leave?
Well, I'm a blow-in. I'm a blow-in to the country. And now I'm a blow-in to the north side of the county of Dublin. I think they don't leave. I think it goes back to, we mentioned Kerry and Queen Victoria. I think it goes back that far. And the fact that Queen Victoria started the tourism for Kerry. And I think Dubs still, a lot of them are Jackeens. And that's the end of it. They're Jackeens. Some of them have more in common with Birmingham and Manchester. God, I'm going to get killed for saying that.
It's true.
This is why there's that Dublin, the rest of Ireland divide still. It's still alive and well. I asked this lady, has she ever been to Leitrim?
I'm going to sound so uncultured, no.
Why haven't you made it to Leitrim? What about Westmeath?
Westmeath, no. Oh my God, that can't go anywhere. Oh my God.
Never been to Leitrim, no.
How come you've never been?
There's nothing there for me.
And where are you from?
I'm from Dublin originally, I live in Kildare.
Have you been to Africa?
Yes, South Africa.
Have you ever been to Leitrim?
No, I haven't.
How come you never made it there?
It's too far.
Well, it's in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's good roads.
I like the coast. It's not on the coast.
I've done Westmeath, yes. I've been through Monaghan.
You didn't stop?
No, we're driving through.
Leitrim?
No. No, again, driving through.
And is it the cost?
Why
didn't you go there?
No, actually, you know what? I did a week on the Shannon as a teenager.
You would have been in Leitrim.
Yeah, through Leitrim and Roscommon. Yes, now I think about it. Stopped in a few places, Rooski, Tomb and Barry.
So you've been?
Yeah, and you know, a lovely spot.
I think the borders are strange to digest. People congregate around the main towns and the party towns, the hens, the stags, and then the coastline particularly. There's a wilder scenery and it tends to attract bigger crowds.
Newry, Henry. Mm-hmm. Newry is in Counties Down and Armagh. So I have been to County Down.
So you've
then.
Been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man.
You have been everywhere.
Smell the mountain air, man. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.